Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, advisor and coach to tech executives worldwide. And today, our subject is the management menagerie. Before we get into that, I want to let you know that I'm having a free, very unique and special webinar in a couple of weeks. It's called Did You Just Waste a Good Crisis? It's about understanding that we cannot merely hope to get things to work as they did before the pandemic, but about how should you learn and adapt and what should you have changed by now. If you haven't done incredible amount of learning and growth in this year, you were missing out. And I have a free webinar where you can learn about lessons and insights I've gathered from working with my clients and talking to hundreds of people in the past year. And along with that, you can email me your questions in advance or ask questions live. If you want to get more details about it and sign up for free, check out the link in the show notes. It's in a couple of weeks, so don't miss out. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk about this week's topic because I like it, and not just because I was looking for a reason to say the word menagerie. I always say that every single company tends to be different from the next. I hate it when we try to copy and paste tactics, processes, paradigms from one company to the next because you always have to tailor things to your specific organization, culture, situation. And as part of that, we see that every single company tends to treat managers differently. As in, what is a manager in the company? What do we expect a manager to do? What is the role of a manager? How do you measure a manager? And so forth. This is especially true for those first levels of managers in your organization. Whatever you want to call them, team leads, engineering managers, doesn't really matter. The point is that those seem to be the least well-defined roles in companies. And my beef is that whenever I come in to help executives create amazing organizations, they miss out on the understanding that their managers are the skeleton upon which all of their success hangs. If you have a solid skeleton of leadership, you can then continue growing your organization, making it better, demanding change. But without solid, capable, well-mentored managers, you won't be able to do it. You cannot do it all by yourself, and you have to have managers that you can trust. And this menagerie I'm talking about is because I see that to let those managers define their roles by themselves. You have one manager who really loves to code, and you let them spend a lot of time coding, even though it comes at the expense of missing out on training, coaching, and mentoring their team. We have other managers who seem to be focused on project management, and that's it. Some companies have managers be responsible solely for the work planning. Others are also responsible for the personal stuff like one-on-ones, providing feedback and growth. And I believe that you cannot simply wing it. If you've accepted the fact that you are intending to create an engineering team that you are proud of, that is going to do the impossible, you have to ensure that your team is being managed and led responsibly. That starts with understanding that you cannot allow for this sort of a menagerie, because then you are not creating a team of managers who work together as one, who can execute on a change initiative together, where it is easy to see people transition from one team to the next with time, where cooperation happens more naturally, because each and every team seems to be an entirely different organism with an entirely different mode of operation. It is harder to manage, it is harder to synchronize, and often what it ends up meaning is that your people, your individual contributors, which you've spent hours recruiting, a fortune paying them, and I don't know how many years trying to let them grow, your people will not grow and improve as fast and as reliably as they can, because your managers will not be managing them as they should be managed. So the lesson of this week's podcast is that you cannot continue for another week without understanding. If I ask you, what is the role of a manager in your company? You have to be able to tell it straight. You have to have a definition of success for those roles. You have to know what is your expectation setting, so that when you mint a new manager, they know what will they be measured by. They have to know what means they have succeeded and what means that they have failed. For example, if you have a manager that keeps cranking out work, that keeps making time on their calendar to have hands-on keyboard time, that's nice, but not if it means that their team is not growing. I have a past episode about the Peter Pan count. Having engineers who seem to be young forever, like Peter Pan, get it? And if you have a high Peter Pan count, it means that your people are not receiving the amount of mentoring, proactive, focused coaching that they need to be getting. And to get that, you have to have managers who view their roles as responsible for their team's growth. I always say that the product of a manager is not the product the team is producing. Their product is the team itself. I want to see a team being formed that is constantly becoming better, that is learning, that is bringing on new innovation, tries new ways of doing things, that alters itself as the organization changes and becomes better, becomes smarter, enables new ways of doing stuff. These managers who are focused on the well-being of their teammates, of learning how to provide them with feedback that helps them grow, who know how to prod when necessary, who know when to handhold when necessary. These managers are managers who just had a terrific year, because even though COVID sucks immensely and it threw everyone off their game, those really good managers were able to treat their people in a way that helped them maintain whatever normalcy was for them during this pandemic. Sometimes help people even become better. And some teams, the best teams I've worked with, ended up becoming even more productive because they adapted to this new reality. You can do the same if you have managers who put focus and time and energy into thinking about their team and not just working with their team. Define what you want to see from your managers, help them understand how you measure them, and ensure that you do not allow for a menagerie. You want to ensure that every manager knows what will be the measurement for their success. You want to ensure that each and every one gets some coaching and mentoring and handholding, and that you help them realize the potential of their teams. That is what they are here for, and that is what you are here for, creating those amazing managers who then create world-class teams. That's the way it works. There's no way around it. So the takeaway is to consider right now, do you know what a manager does in your company, or is every manager different from the next one? Do you have a role definition that you can live with? And do you coach them so they will be able to help your talent grow as your talent deserves? If you want to hear more about these lessons from the last year, check out my webinar. And of course, if you haven't, grab a copy of my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, out on Amazon and wherever books are sold. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. Talk soon.